You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by, of course, our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Jen is from Lemonster. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Jen is home today from work, guys.
Hey. Woo-hoo!
Because her 10-month-old is sick.
Oh, that's a bummer. Sorry.
Well, at least it's raining and it's crappy out. Like when this happens and it's 84 and clear and all your friends are posting that they took a sick day and went to the beach, like that is the worst.
That's when they question you at work.
Jen, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Is it a son or a daughter you have?
A little girl.
Little girl. What's her name?
Colleen.
Oh. Horrible name.
Have you told her that you're disappointed in her, that she's sick already?
No.
It's only 10 months.
Maybe next time.
Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening right now. She's got 2,185 wins, only 201 losses. Again, if you tie her, that's a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Question number one. James Corden finally beat Seth Meyers in the weekly ratings for the first time in over a year. It didn't hurt that he had one of the biggest rock stars of all time join him for his popular carpool karaoke segment. Who was the guest?
Paul McCartney.
Question number two. On this date in 2010, Sandra Bullock and Jesse James finalized their divorce. Of course, Sandra Bullock starred in the 2009 rom-com The Proposal, where she played a pushy boss who forces her young assistant to marry her in order to keep her visa status in the U.S.
It's a story as old as time.
Who starred opposite her in that film?
Ryan Reynolds.
Question number three. Jackson family patriarch Joe Jackson passed away yesterday after a battle with cancer at 89 years old. He infamously demanded a lot from his children in order to launch their music careers while they were growing up. What state did they grow up in?
Indiana.
Question number four. Domestic box office hit $6 billion before July for the first time ever. Which movie this year broke the record for the biggest opening weekend ever?
Oh, I don't know.
It's not Uncle Drew.
Incredibles 2. I don't know.
Question number five. Oprah had a voice cameo on the latest episode of The Handmaid's Tale. She was a radio announcer.
Really?
Yeah. Where does Handmaid's Tale air?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Take a guess.
Where does it air?
Like network.
Yeah, like what network?
Oh, NBC.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
You definitely have not seen that show.
No, I have not.
It cannot be on NBC. All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Jen got, is that 3 out of 5, correct?
3.
These are tough. You ready?
She petered off a little bit towards the end.
She peed?
Petered.
Oh, my God. I didn't hear what he said. Please hurry.
James Corden finally beat Seth Meyers in the ratings. It's been the first time it's happened in over a year. It didn't hurt that he had one of the biggest rock stars of all time join him for his most popular segment, Carpool Karaoke. Who was his guest?
Sir Paul McCartney.
I didn't cry. You cried.
We all cried.
Oh.
I didn't
so
watch
good.
It.
Oh,
so
you have to.
Not
a Beatles person.
It is amazing.
Yeah. Not a
best
person.
Carpool karaoke ever. Question number two. On this date in 2010, Sandra Bullock and Jesse James finalized their divorce.
Ugh.
Of course, she starred in The Proposal, where she played a pushy boss who forces her young assistant to marry her in order to keep her visa status in the U.S. Who starred opposite her in that film?
Ugh, chick flicks.
Never seen it. Never will.
Ryan Reynolds.
You're missing out, sir.
Betty
Just
White
like the
in
Notebook.
That film?
Mm. Oh, she's awesome.
Oh,
tied at 2. Question number 3. Jackson family patriarch Joe Jackson passed away yesterday after a battle with cancer at 89 years old. Which state did the Jacksons grow up in?
Indiana.
Mm-hmm. 3-3. Question number 4. Domestic box office hits $6 billion before July for the first time ever. It's because a movie pass costs you $25 now. Kennedy, who had the biggest opening for the year, for the biggest weekend this year?
Incredibles 2?
Avengers Infinity War.
Damn
tied
Avengers.
At 3, question number
Didn't
5.
Didn't you watch the Space Force film?
I did.
Come on.
lasers.
If you have not seen the Space Force video from Annie and Salt, it is on the Mix Instagram and Facebook. And
yeah, what are you doing with your life if you haven't seen it?
I believe it's on the Academy of Motion Pictures and Sciences website, too, as well.
Oprah had a voice cameo in the latest episode of The Handmaid's Tale as a radio announcer. Where can you watch that show? On which network?
Hulu.
It is on Hulu.
Hulu.
4-3 is the final score. Nice job, Jen. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You don't get to win. You don't get the cash. You got a sick baby at home.
It's a tough day. Tough day.
Yeah.
You're gonna got to play.
Yeah, you still got to play. I do have a four-pack of passes into the Dreamland Wax Museum. It's right here in Boston. Explore New England's premier wax museum located in historic City Hall Plaza. So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jen from Leominster, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.